Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get Andrew in. All right. Northeast, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's our buddy. He's Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network. The dude put on two belts, Andrew.
At one point in my life.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
He did.
People think I'm wearing dress socks, too, with this. I'm not wearing – they're sweat socks.
Two things. You're making up the thing about the two belts.
No, I'm dead serious.
I showed up here one day with two belts on.
I think that's when I got the nickname Hurricane.
How do you string a belt through another belt loop?
You can't unless one of them is like some like, you know, like little cloth. Or you can't.
Just listen to me. Trust me. You can. I did it.
Did you buckle them? Were both buckled?
Yeah, they were both buckled.
I don't know how you do it either, Andrew.
No, see, at this point, then you realize you did it, and you kept the other one on just for the joke.
Yeah, okay. This was at the times when I was waking up at 5:45.
I couldn't agree with you more, however.
I was waking up at 5:45 every morning after going to bed at 1 o'clock, and I did it for
years.
Yeah,
I used to do it. I used to be on there at 5 a.m. I never showed up with two belts.
Yeah, well, what time did you get to go?
Did you always have the same
I was there at 5 a.m.
I would get in at 3:30. So,
3:30 in the afternoon.
Two different shoes.
No, these would be mornings, 5 a.m. Yeah. So
But you were getting 2 hours of sleep a night?
No. I mean, if I went out hard, but if
I wasn't going out, I was working.
I was young.
Okay.
Did you're wearing two different shoes today?
Yeah. Have you seen the Twitter account? Go look at it. You'll see.
No,
because Andrew follows us on Twitter.
Like, I've been in a meeting. Are they similar shoes?
They look almost exactly the same.
They're both
okay.
Black,
well, at least athletes. I mean that's
one's a Nike and one's an Under Armour. That's and they look almost the same.
Well, Nike and Under Armour shoes have nothing in common.
Dude, just look at the picture before you start
one
making
feels
judgments.
Good on your foot.
And Andrew, I get to host a show with a guy today.
Oh, all right. All right, guys, it's been fun.
It's been great.
Please, I need you for at least 10 more minutes.
Hey, Andrew, I have one question for you. So, do you ever run into celebrities out there?
Sure. I do.
In the grocery store?
I ran into Usher at a furniture store 2 weeks ago.
And what was he buying, an ottoman?
I didn't see. I was leaving. He was walking in.
Oh.
Were they shaped like C's? Cross C's?
Jake's going crazy here. He's getting mad because we're not talking sports. I thought you were going to say you went to a movie theater and you couldn't find your seat and Usher was there and you said, Usher, can you help me?
No, no. Ha ha. No. Yeah, Usher outside of furniture store. The same furniture store I saw Lana Del Rey there.
Ooh,
like a month ago.
Nice.
Too. Yeah.
I'd ask him very important football questions before Jake's head explodes. Keep going.
Okay.
Mary Kay Cabot of The Plain Dealer reports Jimmy Haslam's going to let John Dorsey hire a coach.
He should.
Yeah, but he never has before. So we're all happy.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
We're talking
about
it again.
I want John Dorsey to go find the coach. No, but I know there's a lot of, you know, hand-wringing, if that's even the right word, phrase, about who's going to hire the coach. John Dorsey, if he's going to lead the search, good. That's a good thing. We can all agree. Do we all agree? Raise your hand. Yes?
We do agree.
We agree.
Okay, good. Still, any coaching search led by a front office still does come down to the man who signs the checks has to sign off on it.
Agreed. At least he's not leading the search. Yes?
True.
No?
And I agree. And I'm not one for search firms. The gazillion-dollar consulting business. Let's go. Here are all our popular candidates. I don't buy that.
I don't either.
No, there are plenty of other people, very smart people that know more than me about hiring coaches who do think search firms are a good thing. I'm not necessarily one of them, but so be it. Go look for a coach, and hopefully you have one. And, it's odd because we're just sitting here at NFL Network, inside football conversation here, discussing our day after the regular season ends coverage of coaches being fired and all that. So, the irony.
I don't understand the search firm thing either, because if you're looking for a football coach and you work in football – and you know who the hot guys are or who good candidates are, why do you need some outside company to tell you who the good candidates are?
Well, listen, just because they give you some names doesn't mean you have to hire them. I am always for the open exchange of ideas. I mean, I'll ask you two, who do you think you guys would hire? And maybe you mentioned a name I hadn't thought of. So I'm all for discussing things and bringing in outside ideas. You know, I'm not for being steered towards a candidate. But in the end, a search firm doesn't hire the coach. Everyone knows that.
Correct.
The team hires the coach. Just because they bring it to the table doesn't mean you have to eat. So they can give you the list of restaurants. I mean, let's go down all the list of cliches and metaphors here. So it's still up to the team to make the right choice. And who that right choice is, I have no idea, because I think some potential candidates.
Who is your front runner, if you could pick one today?
Who's
you
my
just
front
asked
runner?
Jeff, do you have one yet?
Look, Lincoln Riley will be an NFL head coach.
Okay.
That doesn't mean he's going to be an NFL head coach this year. There are some people that think he's going to wait for Jason Garrett's spot to open, which might be open the first week of the new year.
Do we think he wants to do the NFL, huh?
I think the NFL wants him. Hmm. Whether or not he makes the jump this year or in 2 years, who knows? But the iron is hot, certainly right now. Man, how many bad metaphors and cliches can I use today?
You're on a roll.
There will be chances for him. I don't know that the Browns will be one of them, but teams come knocking on his door. There's a reason that teams go down there and check out what it is he's doing at Oklahoma, other than Hugh Jackson.
Jeff, do you have a name? Who's your guy right now? I'm just curious. He asked us. I was just curious.
Oh, I. To me, the names that intrigue me are Harbaugh, either one, but I prefer John.
Mm-hmm.
Mike McCarthy.
Oh, no, I want John over Jim.
Yeah, I do too.
Put me down right now. I want John over Jim.
I agree. And Josh McDaniels.
I'm intrigued by Eric Bieniemy. I'm going to be honest with you. Just because that to me, over the last week, I've kind of been looking over things, and I'm like.
I hadn't heard that one. There's a Kansas City tie, certainly.
Yeah.
He has risen up the ranks from, he's coaching both college and the NFL. He's a former player and a damn good one at that. That one's interesting. I hadn't thought of that one.
And you've got a quarterback that had to learn how to mature. And look what he's doing to the league right now. And so there had to be some kind of growing process there, too, with him there. So,
He also can command a room. I mean, he's a pretty – I like Eric a lot, personally.
No, he was running backs coach, too. I want to make sure.
Yeah.
That, I didn't want to
make
it sound.
I also want to go back, and I'm prefacing this by saying I truly don't know the answer, and I'm kind of speaking out of ignorance here. I think 2 years ago, Matt Nagy got the play calling duties over Eric Bieniemy.
Okay.
That doesn't mean he's not ready to be a coach. It's just one thing that popped into my head. He's an interesting choice. You know, Mike McCarthy could be out there as well.
Yeah, that's the. I think that's the other name too.
Keep an eye on. That.
Obviously, there's a Green Bay connection there.
Joe Philbin's the offensive.
We're just spitballing here, so.
Joe Philbin's offensive coordinator in Green Bay, he has head coaching experience. Would he be on anybody's radar?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean he's not on John Dorsey's. Joe Philbin's a very good football coach. He didn't have a lot of success as a head coach. Joe Philbin, to me, wouldn't necessarily be an inspired choice. Okay. He's a very good coach, but I don't see that necessarily moving the needle.
Something came up earlier in the show, and we've talked about it before, and it's been written about before. This organization there's always been the thought that there would be a president of football operations brought in who would be above John Dorsey. Could you see something like that working, Andrew? And how would you define those duties? Because if John's running your football team, then doesn't that kind of take some of the personnel decisions out of his hands, because you would think he would have to check with somebody?
I mean, look, every team does it differently. And I'm, again, going to plead ignorance here as to, you know, who does the Browns cap and who does other things. You know, I'll give you the team that I know best here, the team that I work with, and that's the Rams. They have an owner. They have a president in Kevin Demoff, a general manager in Les Snead, a VP who does their cap and does a lot of their negotiating in Tony Pastores, and their team functions very well. Yes, Kevin has Les and Tony, but Kevin's not making football decisions. Might he break a tie? I mean, sure, but they're a team, and it's a collaborative effort. He's not telling them to draft a corner at 10th overall. That's not his job. So, yes, it helps if you think that there are things that are on John Dorsey's plate that need to be put on someone else's plate. But the president of football operations is also, I mean, there's some, I don't know, guys. I mean, you want a president to run the business side as well? I mean, because that's like what they have here. It's business and football, but kind of everything. So I think Browns fans get way too caught up in that. They get way too caught up in that. Who's answering to whom? And
when you're winning, no one cares.
If you're drafting good players and you're blocking and tackling, then no one cares what executive is where and who's answering to whom. No one cares. I mean, you don't need to see how the sausage is made there. You only look at that stuff when there's discord and dysfunction and whatever they called it, and you're not winning. You know, Jamie Collins jogging to Kareem Hunt and letting him bounce off his shoulder has nothing to do with the team president.
Andrew, thank you, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because that was some awful tape last week. That was some, I didn't get traded and Bruce Irvin got cut. Maybe, you know, we'll see what happens kind of tape.
He's Andrew Siciliano. He's a Browns fan, and he also works for the NFL Network. And he's with us every Wednesday right here on Baskin and Phillips, or Thursday as the case may be. Excuse me. Thank you, buddy.
You got it. See you guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.